We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
La 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 la.
To be jolly.
La 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 la.
We got 3 more weeks of this stuff. This is how you guys want to do it.
We have 3 weeks and in a couple days.
CK, I'm taking vacation. All right, right now it is the time. It's a great time every week. 1 o'clock on Friday means it's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Before we get into it, quick update. Benjamin St. Juice not playing this weekend in New York. Chase Young, questionable. Stay tuned. Chris Rooster. Chris the Rooster Russell.
Russo.
What up, boys?
We give him all his names at one time.
Rooster, how's it going in there? Just real calm, rational conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's Romper Room does this in an injustice.
Did Jeff Walker for president give you any life advice?
He did, and I immediately flushed it down the toilet.
Okay.
Because Jeff Walker is insane.
Oh, yeah. You just figured that out?
Yeah. I mean, that's old news.
Yeah. See, here, the best thing to happen today, though, is B. Mitch cranking out this gumbo. I was telling the boys, JP, when you've been to New Orleans how many times? 4 or 5 times,
yeah,
whatever
a bunch,
it is?
Yeah.
I mean, the one time I got to go in 2012 for RG3's debut, I was so hammered and so intent on drinking that I forgot to eat and only had a slice of pizza at like 2:30 in the morning because nothing else was open, and then like some eggs at the Superdome the next morning, and they didn't have any Cajun cuisine. I was like, wait a second, I'm in New Orleans, I'm at the Superdome, you'd think they would have like etouffee or something like that, and they had nothing.
So just so we're clear.
So this is the first time I had gumbo, and it was amazing.
Just so we're clear, you're blaming the Superdome for you going into New Orleans and not having any Cajun food.
Exactly, but okay. I was pointing out that it was the first time I've had gumbo, and it was unbelievable. B. Mitch knocked it out of the park.
That's the first time you've ever had gumbo?
That's the first time I've ever had gumbo.
That's kind of odd.
I mean, do you think an Italian who impersonates like whatever Russell is on the radio, do you think an Italian would know how to cook
Italian
gumbo? B. Mitch listed a list of about 52 ingredients.
Russell is an Irish name.
Hold on.
From Buffalo, right?
Just real quick. We brought Russell on to hype up the great work you're doing with Best Buddies.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We decided not to do it at 12:45 because we're going to be talking about Jeff Walker's trip to Exotica.
Right. Yeah.
And we didn't want to confuse the topics.
Right.
So we bring Rooster on at
to
1
talk about when he
to
was
start.
Wasted
and then he just talks about how drunk he was in New Orleans while the director of Best Buddies is listening.
Molly, cover your ears. The next part is going to be about the wonderful work that she has done to build Best Buddies in D.C. in Northern
just
Virginia.
Go, Rooster. Just go.
Right. To you.
So, there you go.
So tonight at the Reagan Building, right, we're having the homecoming gala. Tickets are still available.
Tell everybody real quick what Best Buddies is.
Yeah, Best Buddies helps out adults, young adults, and people with special needs and intellectual disabilities. You know, everybody knows my son has Down syndrome and some autism traits and whatnot. So you get some of that or a good helping of that, if you will. And they assist in terms of, you know, in terms of job placement, in terms of resources, all sorts of different things, events, they have a walk
tonight?
At the end of April, and tonight is their homecoming gala. So basically what they're doing is having all sorts of different local restaurants have like a tasting type thing, And the clients, if you will, of Best Buddies are going to be serving the food at the serving stations as you walk all around, right, as part of the event. Then they're having the silent auction and then the live auction tonight, which culminates the online auction, which you guys have graciously agreed to, and I appreciate you both. So you can bid for a lunch with a legend. B. Mitch has agreed to do that at Guy Fieri's DC Kitchen and Bar and inside Capital One Arena. So you can have lunch with B. Mitch if you bid now. All the links, all the information is on my Twitter, at WrestleMania621, or just search up Best Buddies. You can get it all there. You can bid now. You can get in the silent auction, the live auction, all that good stuff. And then JP has graciously agreed to have happy hour with a winning.
B-Mitch gets to have lunch, and I have to go out drinking.
Well, because you volunteered to drink.
Exactly. You were the one that came up with this
gonna
idea.
It's going to be a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull happy hour.
Yeah. I am happy to do it. I'm just saying I also eat lunch.
And a DC
you
Brown.
Also drink.
Well, I will probably be at your event. I don't know if you can come to my event, but, you know.
All right, so everybody check it out.
Either way, I appreciate
both of
you guys.
We posted it on social. Roosters posted it on social. Check out Best Buddies. We're trying to raise money for a really good cause.
And CK has been tremendous also. I got to give him a special shout. Now, Landfill has done nothing to help, so no.
I actually do have a question.
Apparently, Landfill has a question.
Will any of these restaurants be serving lamb?
Bah! Bah!
That's you.
He's such an idiot. You're such an idiot. I was just thinking, Landfill, you could maybe bid for one of these things, but that would require you to actually do something.
You think Landfill's going to spend money to hang out with me and be?
Well, it would require him to make an effort.
He
you know,
paid.
Baby,
he gets
paid for awesome, baby.
Landfill gets paid to hang out with JP and I.
That's true. That's
right,
true.
Let's hit these phones. Rooster, wishing you all the luck.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate.
Have a great time
you
at the event tonight.
Cock-a-doodle-doo to you.
All right. I don't know why, but the names for everybody for Ask Me Mitch Anything are very intricate. To start things off, Drew is in his car. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I got my car loaded with all the tailgate stuff to go up to New York, so I'm looking for a good game. Even though I'm a little bit uneasy about this game, but that brings me to my question. You know, it's been a lot of fun watching this team and this winning streak. My question for B. Mitch is the fact that Dan is selling the team, did that just take a load off everyone's shoulders? You know, now we can focus on football and leave all the kind of drama and swirl and ineptitude of the ownership behind. Is that partly part of this winning streak that we got going on?
I don't know if that's a part of it. I think the guys are just more focused on the play, and and I think the defensive line is playing terrific. Offensively, they haven't been great, but they haven't done so much as to lose the game. And you know, I think Ron has done a good job of keeping the guys focused on what they can handle, and that's on the football field. I don't think they were truly concerned about off the field. It was more when they were asked questions about it. So I guess at this point right now, they started to win, and it's easy to focus on the field when you're winning than it is when you're losing.
Thanks for the call, Drew. Appreciate it, man. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think there's also an inverted part of that when they're winning, you ask less questions about
them. When they're winning, nobody asks questions about the off-the-field
stuff. Because other stuff has come up, and it's like, they're also playing the Giants
now,
in 3 days.
We don't care about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, if your number one priority is Dan selling, I'm not sure how good that is. But that's a conversation for a different day. Joe is in Ashburn. Joe, what up, man?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. A pleasure and honor to talk to you, Mitch. My question is, going back to the 82-83 Redskins, do you see parallels between that team with the misfit players, the quarterback controversy, even some of the drama swirling around the strike year, so on and so forth, and the attitude and play of this team, the Commanders, 40 years later, exactly 40 years later, 2022-23?
I don't know if I
Thanks,
see
Joe.
Mitch Coral. I think you look at the strike stuff and things of that nature, I don't really see that as a parallel to this team.
No.
I think this team here, the nucleus of it was here last year too. And all of a sudden now, instead of making a lot of mistakes like they did at the end of the year last year, they seem to be making the right decisions and things like that. And the defense is living up to what we thought they were. I think since Ron has gotten here, we have said to how great this defense was. I think this is the year when they're actually showing it more than any other year that the two previous years he was here. So that's where it's happening. I don't think comparing this team to any of the other teams is anywhere close.
I think maybe there's a little bit of a comp when Gibbs came in and like his first year, we're talking 81, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's 81.
Like when he came in, wanted to run Air Coryell, realized, went started 0-5, was like, yo, I don't have Air Coryell here. I got to do something else. Because when they started this season with Wentz, they wanted to throw it all over the yard. Yeah. They had all these receivers, and then they looked around. They're like, you know what? We're going to do something else here, especially once Heineke got in.
Yeah, so, but he's talking about 82, 83.
Yeah.
That's a different year.
Quick question for Landfill. Do you think that dude that just called in thought B. Mitch was playing on the Redskins in 1982 and 83?
I don't look that old, and I'm damn sure not that old. Jeff, don't say a word.
Miss Kim.
I was in ninth grade then, brother. Ninth grade.
Miss Kim is in Upper Marlboro.
Miss Kim.
Hello, Miss Kim.
Hello.
Bonjour.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. I need to know how you cook your collard greens, and I'm asking for a friend. Wink, ooh, wink.
You're asking for a friend.
Wink, actually, wink. Don't forget the wink, wink.
To be honest with
thank
you.
Thank you, Miss Kim.
I don't cook my collard greens. My daughter, Bria, cooks the collard greens. And they normally either use smoked turkey, you start off with that, or some the diced up ham, and they saute that with some onions and all, and then they add and they slow cook the collard greens. They put the water, let it cook down, and she may add a little bit more, but she seasoned it. She let the collard greens have its own little flavor. Then she seasoned it a little bit later, and it turns out absolutely amazing.
Can I tell you the way I cook my collard greens?
You get a can, open it, and pour it into the pot.
Yep. Now, at times.
Don't ever bring that in.
Dude.
At listen, times, I get the low sodium kind.
It's collard greens.
Because it's a little salty.
It's baked beans. They all come out the cave, right?
Yeah, they're pre-seasoned.
Yeah, it tastes like pre-canned.
You know what I like to put on my collard greens? What? Once I've cooked the delectable recipe.
What's that?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, yes. I also like malt vinegar on them bad boys.
Yeah, I be putting that vinegar on
it's
it.
It's good, dude. I love greens. I have no idea how to cook them.
I think they have a distinct enough taste to itself. And I think the smoked turkey is so damn good in it.
Our guy Smitty calls every week. Smitty's on the line.
What up,
hello,
Smitty.
Smitty.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing this beautiful Friday afternoon?
We're doing great, man.
That is fantastic. That is great. I kind of want to move away from the Commanders for a minute. Ask you, I want to get your thoughts as far as restaurants. Which one do you prefer better, Longhorn or Texas Roadhouse?
Man. Doesn't Monica go to one for their –
she goes to the Texas Roadhouse. They have the specials on Wednesdays. But –
Let's be clear to potential advertisers. We love them both.
We love them both. But I think I've been to Texas Roadhouse more. I've eaten from them more just because it's closer to the house. It's about, I will be exact with it, 2.6 miles from my house.
I don't know. I'm looking it up. Thank you for the call, Smitty. Appreciate you, pal.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that I've ever been to. I've been to a Texas Roadhouse. I don't know that I've ever been to a Longhorn.
I've been to a Longhorn, but the Texas Roadhouse is right by... This is why I'm always there. Popeyes,
Hooters,
the cleaners, the gas station, and Expectation.
The what?
And it's Expectation is a breakfast spot.
Oh, the egg joint. Okay.
So it's always right there. So I Texas Roadhouse is right there. Longhorn is a little bit away.
Yeah, the closest Longhorn to me, I guess, would be out in Gaithersburg. Oh, there's one. Is that Reston-ish? It looks like there's one right on Route 7 out towards Ashburn. So
that's not near you, dog.
I know, but I'm out that way a lot. Like, sometimes I feel like Ashburn's kind of my home, which I'm not sure how my wife feels.
That's by a Sheetz.
Yeah. That's not far, right? Is that in Sterling?
Nah, it's probably technically Ashburn.
Yeah. Yo, what the hell? These Longhorn steakhouses and Texas Roadhouses are in the same spots. None of them are near my house.
Well, they are near your second house.
Maybe you should move your house.
Maybe we should. Call John Leahy, baby.
Maybe you should move to Virginia.
Leahy, sell my house quick. Make it for enough money, my wife can't complain. Let's go to Fast Eddie. Apparently went to high school with me. Fast Eddie, what's up?
Hey, JP, I just wanted to give you a big shout-out on the big heart you have. I know you're too humble to take credit for something like this. And I know, B. Mitch, you've been doing stuff in the community forever. But anyways, I went to BCC High School. One of my classmates, I'm not going to say who she is or I am or whatever, but her husband died of cancer real quick, left two young kids alone, and their dream was to get on the on the field with the Commanders, and you made that happen. So I just want to give you a big shout out. Thank you for doing that, man. Thank you for all the things that you guys do in the community. And I'm going to let it go. Have a great weekend. Go Commanders. Let's
appreciate
get to the
it.
Super Bowl.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, and you accept that because he does stuff like that. He likes to, you know, I try to play the tough guy thing. He has already put my business out in the street, so I'm glad somebody called and put his business out of the street. JP acts a little aloof and crazy, but he's a good dude.
The good people in that were Sean DeBarbery and Joe Maloney. They deserve the credit for that.
Yeah, but you asked. If you didn't ask, it probably didn't happen.
Let's go to Kelly in Florida. Kelly.
You to connect.
Kelly. Ask B. McGinney.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, always enjoying the show. Hey, Brian, two-part question. I've always wondered, what's your relationship like with Dan Snyder in general? And as far as the alumni in general, what's the relationship like between former players and Snyder?
Well, I can tell you, I've never had an issue with him. I think when everything came along at first, it was always about Vinny, to be totally honest with you. I've had great conversation with Dan. I've always been cordial. He's been cordial with me. And I think there are a lot of players that get the chance to talk to him. They're cool with him. There are some people that I think they haven't talked to him, and they may not be cool. But I've always had a okay whenever we met up, it was cool. When we talked, it was cool. I never had any back and forth or anything that seemed to be a problem with him, you know. But I guess other people have different experiences, and I can only judge based off of my experience. I can't judge what happened with everybody else.
Dan really isn't around much lately. Like, in the years I've been going out there, which is a mm-hmm. while now, close to a decade now, there were times where you saw Dan frequently.
Yeah.
You really don't see him. Even, like, I know he's at every game. Like, he's at every game.
But you don't catch him a lot.
He's not being seen.
The cameras don't catch him as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. There are times I've seen him in hallways and stuff.
I can tell you one thing. Every time Dan and I are in the same area and we get close to talking, I always happen to look around the room, and every eye in the room is on us. Because of what people must assume or think. They're like, oh, what the hell is about to happen right here? It's the funniest thing in the world.
You told me these stories.
We were at the, what's the Gaylord? And he walked over, we started talking, and I just stopped, and I looked up. I'm talking about in a big ballroom, every eye was on it. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
I love it. So here's one thing people got to recognize. In the years, multiple times that I've been in the same room, same vicinity as Dan, whatever it is, he is almost always, and honestly, most billionaires are almost always kind of surrounded by people. There's like usually like a PR, a security, like, you know what I'm saying, B? Like,
yeah,
an entourage, whatever you want to call it, but there's like people surrounding them. And I think a lot of times those people kind of control who gets access to a conversation. And one great thing about Brian Keith Mitchell is, nobody's controlling B. Mitch, so
hell no.
Perhaps people don't want B to talk directly to Dan, but
I know some people that didn't want it to happen, and it never really made a difference because.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If he makes eye contact as if he wants to say something to me, I can give a damn who's around. We talking.
Well said. I don't give a damn what you say. Now, coming up next, Jeff Ehrman inside Maryland Sports. Big game for my Terps tonight. Don't go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're not, make sure you follow along on social media. B. Mitch and Finley on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow at B. Mitch 30 on Instagram. You can follow me at JP Finley NBCS. Let's let Jeff plug his stuff because he's done a hell of a job playing that song. Jeff, tell everybody your contact info via the social media.
Everything is Jeff Too Funny. Jeff, the number two, funny.
All right, in just a minute or two, our guy Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports is going to call
replace funny with weird.
He's definitely too weird. but before we do that, I want to be sure we get another chance to play Jeff's.
I wish he put food in his mouth and he couldn't talk back.
I want to make sure we get enough time to play Jeff's song again. Did a hell of a job getting the folks hype. I am stunned that we haven't heard from Rev T with the numerous Rev T references in this song.
He got to be doing something.
He must
be busy.
My boy
at work right now. He already tweeted me.
Let's hear it. This is Jeff Walker getting us hyped up for the trip to the Meadowlands.
They said we in New York, so I got to do this the right way. They want bars. So as my boy Randy said, march with me.
Knuckle Love Records. Let's go. I said, Commander, too hot to handle. Come up in your house, your office, we dismantle. You better bet on us, quit Brian and your Fandle. $200 that my boys crushed Daniel. They say he not the future, I like that he here though. The heart of a lion, the average of NO. But I'ma let it slide as long as we win though. It's only looking up, I say we ascend though. Now I'ma switch the flow up. Hold up, you better not throw up that ball, cause here come DeForest. Oh, girl. Either way, both rocket world. Quan ain't getting nothing cause my defense too thorough. To my fans marching in, you better cause a riot. Cause Taylor coming through to sling the pebble to the Giants.
They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook. They scared to death, they scared they shook.
I'ma keep it real, we about to win. We know that's a fact. Ain't no Giants head that big could fit Big Rob Cap. And as you know, we take command wherever we march in. Lace them up, left hand up, march with me.
March with me, left hand up. Ow! What did Rev say about the song, Jeff?
He didn't even hear it. He was in a meeting. He was like, man. He was like, so many people texting me and calling me. Whatever you did with the song, thank you. I got to read it in his voice.
March with me.
March with me. That's my dog right there.
Love Rev T.
Rev T was in my house talking to my family. Jeff, how was my baby daughter looking at it?
Hey, yo.
Jeff, see, look on her face was priceless.
She was like.
Looking like what?
More man? Like, is this what man real right now? I know he's drunk.
So not only do we have Commanders Giants this weekend, which is like, obviously to us it's a big game. It's a legit big game across the league now. You got two playoff teams going at it. There's a lot of good football this weekend though, B.
Kansas City and
the Bengals is an awesome game. Jets Vikings could be a really good game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You said KC Bengals is a good one. I think Dolphins Niners could be really good.
That could be real good.
I mean, there's some real games this weekend that I'm fired up for.
I think Dolphins, I mean, Niners better hope that they get one of them. Both of their running backs are banged up.
Yeah. Well,
Christian McCaffrey banged up again. Who would have
stunner. Thought that? Dude, how about this? Talking with some folks, just knowing some things. The Commanders who isn't cognizant of the Christian McCaffrey situation? When the Niners traded for McCaffrey.
Check out Ahmed's post.
I will. When the Niners traded for McCaffrey, I heard from somebody with the Commanders organization that said, well, at least we don't play him for about 8 weeks. There's a decent chance he'll be hurt by then.
And he's hurt. He could be healthy by the end of the game.
They don't play the Niners for 4 more weeks.
Oh, he might be back and healthy. Yeah, that might be that one game he's completely healthy.
Right. Right. It's
Elijah is banged up here too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's out for an extended period of time. But they did get the kid. They drafted a kid, I want to say in the third round, Tyrion Davis Price, I think his name is.
Elijah Mitchell And then people get like, oh, man, is that your cousin? I'm like, look, bro, not related. And I guess as you watch him, he's hurt a lot.
It almost seems like every back the Niners get is hurt a lot. Because they had Wilson before that when he most hurt. But this kid, Tyrion Davis-Price, if I had to guess, is somebody you might root for. Why?
Why?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Baton.
Went to LSU.
Baton Rouge. Red Stick.
The Red Stick. What is so apparently the high school he went to is Southern University Lab?
Southern Lab.
So is that Southern University?
It's the high school, like just like U High, University High.
Is it like Georgetown Prep kind of thing?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But it's right there, basically on campus.
That's cool. Yeah. Is Southern in Baton Rouge also?
Yeah.
Where is Grambling?
Grambling is up north in, Monroe? I think it is Monroe?
Yeah. Lanville.
Monica went to
Southern. Speaking of up north, Lanville, remember when B-Mitch convinced us that he had to drive to Canada when he really just had to drive to Shreveport?
Yeah, it's not my fault that I said I drove up north and then 3 hours
I drove
and a half.
Up north to try out for Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
To me, it makes it sound like you drove to Saskatchewan.
No. When you drive up north, when you go to anywhere, Shreveport, and that's in Louisiana, you're going up north because we don't consider that, that's Lower Arkansas. That's not even Louisiana.
I think he said I had to drive all the way up there.
Yeah.
To try out for the Canadian team.
Yeah, 3.5-4 hours is all the way up there. Hell, I thought they were going to come to my college instead of going to wherever we went.
Well, you know what, B? Maybe if they came all the way to Lafayette, you might have signed with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was close.
You didn't end up going there.
You
ended up coming here.
I was close, brother. I was close.
I believe it. You ever wonder how different things would have gone if you went and played in Canada instead?
Well, you know, I'm
worked out for Joe T.
If I had gone up there and did some Warren Moon numbers wearing at number one, I might have been playing quarterback in the league, homie.
If you were coming out now, you'd absolutely be playing quarterback in the league.
Well, no, I wouldn't be coming out now. I'm still aging.
I understand. Saying, you know. I understand. Listen, Commanders Giants is a huge game this weekend, but tonight the Maryland Terrapins, the 7-0 Maryland Terrapins, are hosting a huge game at Woo-hoo! Xfinity Center against the 6-1 Illinois Fighting Illini. Illinois is ranked 16th in the country. Maryland's ranked 23rd. To help us break it all down, our guy Jeff Ehrman joins the show. Jeff, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us. I know you're busy as hell today.
JP. Yeah, no, it's all good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You can follow Jeff at Jeff_Ehrman, Ehrmann. Check out all his work at Maryland247sports.com. Give us a quick preview of this game tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big one. This is probably the biggest game at Maryland in at least a couple of years, just considering obviously last year was a lost season. This year nobody expected them to be as good as they are. Now you have two top 25 teams that, you know, I don't know if it'll be quite a sellout, but it should be pretty electric. And, you know, we should get a better gauge of how legit this dominant start that they've had is.
So what does Illinois do well? How does Maryland stop it?
Well, they've got a really balanced lineup, which, you know, I guess in comparison, Maryland is a little more balanced. But they've got a kid named Terrence Shannon, obviously 6'6 guard. Was really good at Texas Tech. He's averaging 19.9 a game, fourth in the Big Ten. Super athletic and strong, so that'll be a tough matchup for Maryland. It'll be interesting to see who they put on him, whether it's whether it's Don Carey or Hakeem Hart. And then they rebound a little bit better, and they shoot the three a little better than Maryland. So, you know, those are going to be two interesting things. Maryland's defense has been better than Illinois. But, you know, I think it's a really even matchup, at least on paper.
Maryland shoots the ball very well, especially outside the three as well. How is the three-point defense of Illinois?
Yeah, Brian, so they've been pretty good defensively from three and overall. Not quite as good as Maryland, which is, you know, I think they're giving up somewhere in the low 20s. They're up there in the rankings nationally in that. So more than worrying about their defense, it's just, to me, more about whether Maryland shoots it well, because they've been really up and down, hot and cold in that regard. They're, I think, 267th nationally in three-point shooting. It's pretty rare to be as dominant as they've been and beating everybody by 20 points almost. Mm. When you're such a hit and miss 3-point shooting team, so it does feel like they have to at least shoot the three decently tonight, because they probably won't get as much going to the basket as they have against these other teams.
Maryland 7-0 They're favored by a point and a half tonight. That building, I hope, is going to be electric, like you said, 9 o'clock Friday night. That line seems kind of funky. I know that people maybe aren't buying into Maryland yet. Should they be?
I think they should be. I mean, you know, the things that they do well, you can replicate throughout the season. It's not like they're just, you know, red hot from three, or, you know, they've forced an inordinate amount of turnovers. You know, they just play really good defense on every single possession. They share the ball offensively. They're really balanced. So obviously they're not going to just stay undefeated and keep hammering everybody they play. I mean, they've literally trailed for four minutes in seven games, which is unbelievable. So you can't keep that up. But in terms of being like a top 25, top 20 team, maybe even a little bit better, I think they are legit, because you have that balance. And then you also have, you know, so many seniors. It's so rare to have four seniors in your starting lineup these days, especially in the Big Ten. You know, maybe in the Patriot League or one of the smaller leagues, you see that, but you don't really see that often in a power conference. So that's kind of something I think people have overlooked, is they have a lot of experienced guys, a lot of guys on their final go round who haven't had that success that they really want to have.
All right, we'll go speed round here. We're talking with Jeff Ehrman from Maryland 24/7 Sports. Give him a follow at Jeff_Ehrman, the absolute best Terps reporter on the planet. Nobody's more plugged in. Speed round, who you like tonight, Terps or the Illini, which is just a lame name?
Yeah, I mean, the point spread does make you a little skeptical, you know, if you go by the Vegas always knows kind of thing, because it feels like it should be, you know, maybe 4 points. So that's a little fishy, but I'll still take Maryland 75-71.
I love it. What bowl game is Maryland going to? We going to the Mayonnaise Bowl?
So it's probably between that and the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix earlier this week. Phoenix seemed
bowl?
A little...
The what bowl?
Guaranteed Rate Bowl. It used to be
A mortgage bowl?
Yeah, I mean, they all have ridiculous names. It's absurd at this point.
Bitch, you want a mortgage or you want a mayonnaise?
I do the mortgage.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, you know what? Either one of those are probably better than Motor City Bowl. You know, not many people are going to travel to Detroit in December for a bowl game against potentially a MAC team. But anyways, long story short, I think Mayo is possible. That's definitely the preference, with Charlotte being so much closer for the fans and everything. But Phoenix is the other, seems to be the other possibility.
I'd much rather go to Charlotte. I'd rather go to Phoenix, but I have a chance of actually going to Charlotte. I ain't going to Phoenix right now.
Yeah, it's a long way.
Commanders or Giants?
Oh, come on, man. You know me, Commanders all day, every day.
That's what I like to
hear. Alrighty.
Last one. This is the culmination of our thorough soccer preview. USA or B. Mitch's Netherlands?
Why do you keep putting that on me,
you're
though?
You're really testing me there. Does Pele still play soccer?
I don't believe he's playing.
Pele's older than me, man.
Jeff, you're the first,
is older than me.
You're the first person that does not qualify for our comprehensive soccer
preview. I think we're in the same range, B. Mitch. I'm 44, but no, I mean,
We're in the same range, man.
And not to go all Chris Farley, remember that time, but I used to love watching you return kicks, man. You were my jam. But I'll go USA. Sure, why not?
USA. Jeff, thank you, man. Drive safe, and we'll catch up soon. Go Turtles.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
All right. That's our guy, Jeff Ehrman. One final comprehensive soccer preview. We're going to make some bets. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Oh, turn it up, Landfill. Let's get into the weekend the right way right here, baby. B. Mitchell Finley, Scotty's Viger Red Bull Friday. Listen, man, we're off the clock in about 4 minutes. Viger Red Bull Friday is about to get real. Where are you going, MGM?
Yeah.
I might try to go swing a golf club real quick.
I heard it's
north of 50.
North of 50? It was north of 50 all week, basically.
Yeah, but I had damn football practice.
Yeah.
Like I'm a player.
I'm going to have some food with my buddy.
I'm blinded by the light.
My buddy Olante, his birthday is today, so I'm going.
Oh, good for you. Happy birthday, Olante.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys may have a nice time.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Quick question before we get into our bets. Who is the former NBA player and NBA head coach that went to Southern?
His name is, what's the little dude name? Point guard.
You got to say his name.
Avery Johnson.
Yeah. Now everybody tried to do their best Avery Johnson
impression.
Avery
went to school when Monica was there.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Landfill?
Yeah, Avery, you know, he used to talk like this, you know.
We can play the ball now.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. We got a lot of bets. We all, because I doubt any of us are betting on this. Let's all make an official USA prediction. You want to start?
You first, JP. Uh-huh. Always trying to get somebody else to go before you.
Landfill taught me this on my last prediction, that when you think the U.S. is going to win 2-0, to sound like a soccer hipster, you say 2-0.
So, U.S. 2-0.
I got USA 2, the Dutch 0. 2-0. USA.
I don't agree with that one. I think the USA, oh, Lord.
Don't say it. Good thing Heist came in. Let's get him another belt.
I think it's going to be a 1-1 tie.
They can't tie. This is knockout rounds.
Well, I think the Dutch is going to win it.
Oh, I told you. I told you he was Dutch at heart.
No, I just think that they're a better team.
We'll find out.
We will.
That's why they play the games, baby.
Who you got, Lanny? Let me ask you a question, JP.
Okay.
I give you $100 right now. Who are you putting it on?
My pocket. Landfill, who you got?
Nope, it has to be the Dutch or the U.S. Where will you put your money? Not on that 2-0, whatever you just said. I promise you that.
I think realistically, the Dutch are going to win, unfortunately.
Come on, Jeff. March with
me. Who'd you say, Landfill?
The Dutch.
As much Ashburn syndrome I have, as much USA syndrome I have when it comes to the Olympics.
Well, this is the World Cup.
When it comes to this World Cup, I'm sorry, especially for this match. If the U.S. do pull it out, it's going to be like 1-0.
And I would be thrilled.
I would be surprised, yeah. But
2-0 USA. You heard it here, baby.
Netherlands.
All right.
Everybody got a pick for the weekend?
If that happens, Jeff has to wash their feet.
Jeff, tell us the results from the week, dude. I think I won the week.
I think he lost it.
No, unfortunately, JP went undefeated.
Oh! Jackpot!
He was 4-0.
Jackpot records.
I can't believe Jeff kept it when somebody else won.
I came in second place.
Hey, Landfill.
At 4-1.
Just press the button. Da, 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 da.
Did B-Bitch go 0-1 again?
No, he won.
One in.
Because I bought in Gumbo.
You know what? B-Mitch wins the week.
B-Mitch wins. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, well, you can't win it. Bribe the hell out of him.
Weekend parlay. B-Mitch is taking the Chiefs. I got the Texans, which is a put your money on the table pick. Jeff
Walker.
I think
you're trying to make sure we miss.
Jeff Walker taking the Commanders money line. Ahmed's taking the Vikes. Landfill Stunner taking the Eagles. Thank you to all our guests today. Thank you to Sam Fortier, who dropped bars, son. Thank you to Jeff Ehrman. Big Terps game tonight. Go Turtles.
Thank you to Jeff Walker.
Thank you to Jeff Walker for dropping heat.
That was some hella bars there, Jeff.
Thank you to B-Mitch for bringing in gumbo. Commanders, Giants, Sunday, 1 o'clock.
You know what that mean? You announced that? I mean, NBC, I have to find a way to make gumbo either not next week probably.
Massive game for the Commanders. Get a dub, and we're having a hell of a bye week next week. Wizards play tonight, 7 o'clock. Check it out, NBC Sports Washington. Thank you to everybody that listened. Thank you to everybody that called. Grant and Danny coming your way next if you made it this far.
Oh, yeah, a ton of DC Brow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.